In this next instance of disorderly conduct, a relatively inconsequential behavior was fixed without a fuss. There are other such behaviors that deserve the same kind of gentle, measured responding. Dr. Latham's advice is, don't sweat the little things.
Messy bedrooms, smelly socks, long hair, grumpiness, mild sibling rivalry, being disagreeable, lousy handwriting, beards, whining, tattling, tantrums. These and a thousand other things have one thing in common. They are all little things. In behavioral terms, they are inconsequential. They don't hurt anyone, they don't damage anything, and they don't threaten the general quality of the environment. What a great service to humankind it would be if I could just convince parents not to sweat the little things. An exercise I frequently give parents, and which they have found to be remarkably useful, has been to sort out the behavior of their children, no matter how old the children are, into three categories. The first category is called appropriate behavior. The second category is called inconsequential behavior. And the third category is called consequential behavior. They are defined as follows. Appropriate behavior are those things your children do that you'd like to see more of. For example, being kind, being helpful, doing homework, reading good books, having good table manners, helping around the house, dressing and grooming nicely, practicing good personal hygiene, respecting the environment, and so on. Inconsequential behaviors are those behaviors which, though annoying, neither damage anything, hurt anyone, or disrupt the environment. In addition to the few I named earlier, are things like having the television, radio, or stereo blaring away while the child does homework, wearing the same pair of shorts 4 days in a row, and leaving hair in the sink. Consequential behaviors are those behaviors which are damaging and destructive to self, others, and the environment generally. For example, hitting to hurt, sexual promiscuity, littering, abuse of any kind, and so on. Once parents have categorized the behavior of their children, I advise them, first of all, to pay attention to those children when they behave appropriately. I encourage them to briefly acknowledge those behaviors by saying something nice to the children, smiling at them, or even leaving a note of appreciation on the child's pillow. Inconsequential behaviors, on the other hand, should just be ignored. Simply walk away with no show of emotion or go on to other things. If you do, 81% of those behaviors will go away in 30 seconds, and 94% of them will go away within 1 minute and 45 seconds. Consequential behaviors, on the other hand, must be treated. These are serious behaviors, and how to treat them frequently requires professional help. Inconsequential behavior makes up about 98% of the things children do that bug their parents. Attending to it, getting all worked up about it, sweating and swearing over it only makes things worse. And before you know it, the list of inconsequential behaviors grows. But if left alone, they will eventually go away without a trace. An experience from our child-rearing years serves to illustrate that. It has to do with messy rooms. Our 6 children pretty much represented the range of bedroom care, from orderly and neat as a pin to a public health hazard. Our response to that was to compliment our children when there were signs of orderliness and to just shut the door and our mouths when there weren't. Today, if you were to go into the homes of our 6 children, you will see the home they were raised in. How children keep their rooms as children is virtually unrelated to how they keep their homes as adults. How they keep their homes as adults is determined for the most part by how the homes they grew up in were kept. Moms and dads, if you are going to sweat the little things, let them be yours, not your kids'.